Hi, On Point podcast listeners. This is Meghna Chakrabarty with a special first-person episode. On today's main show, we talked about ChatGPT and how it might change our world when it becomes nearly impossible to distinguish between what a computer generates and what a human would. Well, as a part of that hour, we wanted to hear from listeners whose lives might be impacted by this new technology. Essentially, it's everyone, but some are feeling it sooner than others because it's natural to be concerned that folks might use ChatGPT to write stuff for them, like essays. So you might be even more concerned if you're a teacher. Like Daniel Herman, who's a high school English teacher in Berkeley, California. But he says he's more curious than concerned for now.
I started hearing about OpenAI and the thing that was going to be possible where you or I could write two sentences of an article and say, finish this in my style. And then I guess a couple weeks into December, I saw that it had been open to the public and I just started playing around with it. And of course, you know, the first place my mind went was some assignments that I give my students. Every year I teach two sections of junior English. And the focus of the spring semester is each student has to choose two books, entirely their own choosing. And they work for a couple months writing this 15-page paper, putting those two books in conversation with each other. And it is, for many students, a real struggle. And there's no place that they can look on SparkNotes to find how those two books go together because those two books aren't supposed to go together. So one of the very first things I did was just start throwing pairs of books together. And the fact that the chatbot can give them just a little bit of a nudge in the right direction. Oh, both of these two books are about a person finding their identity, or both of these two books are about somebody moving to a new place and trying to survive. I'll tell you, you know, I'm sitting exactly where I was at that moment, and I'll never forget. Just my heart started pounding in my chest just when I realized what this meant. That might make some people uncomfortable. That might feel like cheating. But for the student who is really going to struggle and really maybe never have that moment of spark, the fact that they have this nudge in the right direction and now they have something to look for, it's very possible that their experience and the learning that's going to be accomplished from that paper is now increased. While I was playing around with ChatGPT, I got a draft from a student, and there was a paragraph of 8 sentences. And it was a mess. And I took that paragraph and I put it into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT made it shine. You know, it kept this student's words. It just made them more clear. I gotta say, just as a real sort of moment of candor, writing is really hard. I would say most professional writers aren't good writers. So for this student to have the opportunity to look at their own writing, which previously, I mean, any person who teaches English or teaches writing knows there are many students who you might say, hey, do you notice why this one is better than that one? And they say, maybe, or yeah, I see how it's better, but I don't know how to do that. Maybe this is an opportunity for those things that previously had been sort of all chemical to become more conspicuous to your average student. This is where I get to the question of whether there's at least an element of what AI offers us is really like the invention of the calculator. Because I start teaching a student and I notice they don't use apostrophes in their writing. They don't use them for contractions. They don't use them to show possession. And throughout the year or 2 years, I might continually remind this student, oh, this is why you need apostrophes. And hopefully, by the time our time together is up, they have learned that lesson. But to be honest, that is not always the case. If there is now a machine that can not only put apostrophes exactly where they need to be, but also, rather than me having to explain to a student what a comma splice is and why you need a semicolon here because it's two independent clauses, if it just changes this arbitrary shape to that arbitrary shape and we don't need to think about that anymore, that feels, it feels like, feels win-win for the student and for the teacher.
That's Daniel Herman. He teaches literature and other humanities classes at Maybeck High School in Berkeley, California. If you want to learn more about what ChatGPT is and the implications of increasingly sophisticated large language models, check out our full broadcast on that subject. It's right there in your podcast feed. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the On Point podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.